104.3, the River, the voice of Breckenridge County. We're joined by telephone this morning with Irvington Mayor Charles Douglas Lucas. A hectic night in the city of Irvington last night dealing with the effects of the apartment fire. As we understand, of course, the best news there was that we heard that there were no injuries come out of the fire. But Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. Do you have any late details or information coming out of the fire from last night?
Thank you, and good morning, Lee. I do. I know the fire marshal will be here today. I spoke with the fire department again last night. It was about 11:45 Eastern time when they finally cleared the scene. I was with them. Once the fire marshals have inspected, they will begin allowing residents back in to salvage what they can. I don't believe that they'll be able to salvage much.
Right.
It was such a tragedy for our small town. I wanted to also make sure that I got to say a very heartfelt thank you to not only the Irvington Fire Department and the Irvington Police Department, but the Custer Fire Department, the Akron Fire Department, the Hardinsburg Fire Department, the Webster Fire Department, Painville and Harned Fire Departments, McDaniels Fire Department, the Red Cross, who was on scene last night for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours, helping people, making sure that they had food and water and snacks. The Emergency Management Director, Mr. Vertrice, was here last night. Breckenridge County Judge Executive, Morse Lucas. Breck Central EMS, the Breckenridge County Sheriff's Office. I know that my neighbor and I helped get a guy out before the fire department arrived from the balcony on the second floor. So I wanted to make sure I gave him a very heartfelt thank you to Scott Brown also. Miss Marianne and Pastor Robert Young from First Baptist Church here in Irvington brought several carloads of waters and snacks for the people that were displaced and for the fire departments on scene.
Okay. As I understand, of course, again, the most encouraging news that we do know is that there were no injuries or casualties. All of the families, I believe it was somewhere in the range of about 25 to 30 people that were impacted. They were put up at hotels, I believe, for the night. They were able to try to get some semblance, I guess, of sleep. And then, as you said, they will probably be able to get in there later today and try to find out what, if anything, is left from the remains of the fire yesterday.
Yes, there were no casualties to human life. I do think that a couple people may have lost their pets. They did. The property manager for the apartments put them in a hotel last night for the night. I believe the number that the numbers that you said are correct. It was somewhere between 25 and 30. I do not have an exact number yet.
Right.
Like I said, I was there from the beginning until the end. I was walking around trying to help people, help assist the fire departments in any way I could, making sure that they had water, just doing what any normal person would have done in such a tragedy.
All right, then. Mayor, was there anything else that you'd like to add or share while we've got you on the phone here this morning?
No, I believe that covered it. I just wanted to make sure that everyone got a very heartfelt and sincere thank you. Thank you to you for coming out last night as well and covering, trying to help, offering to go get food for the fire departments. I greatly appreciate it. The city of Irvington, I don't know what we can do or how much we can do, but we will try to help our residents that were affected and lost everything as much as we can.
All right, then. Now, go ahead, Mayor. Go ahead and finish the thought there.
No, I think I'm done.
All right then, Mayor. Thank you for your time and talking with us this morning. Just keep us posted on the situation. And if there's anything we can do here at 104.3 The River, let us know. And we'll certainly do our best to try and help the folks out up there. But just thank you for your time here this morning, and just very appreciative and grateful that it did not turn out a lot worse than it could have been.
Yes, I do. I'm very thankful for that. Just please remember the folks in your prayers that lost everything.
All right then, Mayor Charles Douglas Lucas of the City of Irvington, thank you for checking in with us this morning. You're listening to the voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River, WXBC.